You're just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and all across America, there are people with chronic, apparently incurable disease who are disabled, and they sometimes are called chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Some of them are labeled as Lyme disease. We saw the same thing with the Gulf War illnesses, and they're all very, very similar. There are people who have arthritic pains. They have brain fog. They have colitis, many of them, intestinal problems. They have, many of them will have some form of degenerative neurological disease. They just don't have any energy. They're chronically tired. They just can't function. They go from doctor to doctor, and the doctor does all the right things, examines them, does the lab studies, usually doesn't find anything. Some of them may have a positive test for Lyme disease, but most of them won't. And so they've got to be crazy, and they give them a pill. And I know, I've been there. I've practiced medicine for many years, and many times these episodes will come on after an automobile accident, and they come on with a severe whiplash, obviously, how could you have an automobile accident and get some sort of a disease? Well, the trouble is that there are literally several million Americans with these problems, and what do you do? Where do you go? Well, this is why the Invita Medical Clinic in Arizona is there, and it is there to actually care for these patients or help the doctors in local areas care for them. And with us this morning, Dr. Brent Korn, who actually is one of the physicians there, and the Invita does help Radio Liberty. We think they're doing a great job, and we wanted to introduce you to some of the doctors and what they're actually doing. Dr. Korn, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Monteith.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your clinic, what you're doing, why your approach is different, and what you can do for the people with this symptom complex, and we call it chronic fatigue. But it is a real entity, isn't it?
I would say that it definitely is a very real entity. As for our clinic, Invita is an integrative clinic, and it was founded maybe 10 years ago. And while I would characterize Invita as an integrative clinic. We use both conventional methodologies as well as alternative treatments to address problems like chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, cancer. Those are primarily the main entities that we treat, but we treat any number of things, but those are our primary emphases.
Well, why don't you tell me, how do you go about making the diagnosis? How do you go about treating them?
Well, we've been treating these things for some time, and it seems like a lot of our patients find us somehow, either via the web or through word of mouth, and come to us from all over North America. Principally, it seems, for Lyme and, as I say, for cancer. And so when a patient presents to us with symptoms resembling chronic fatigue, which could be any number of complaints, but chief among them, of course, is fatigue, chronic fatigue, we want to rule out Lyme disease because that's the one that we see quite a lot of. Lyme disease is really something of an epidemic, and it's not simply, you know, localized to Lyme, Connecticut. It's on six continents, and so it's apart from the political implications and the monetary implications of Lyme disease, it's not very well understood. And so, but we definitely want to rule out Lyme disease. That's one of the things that we test for. Typically, we test for, we do like a chronic viral panel. So we look for things like human herpes virus 6, which has an association with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, actually has a link to multiple sclerosis. I think it also has a link to breast cancer. We also look at Epstein-Barr, of course, which classically has been associated with chronic fatigue immunodeficiency syndrome. Also look for cytomegalovirus. And then for patients maybe that are kind of defying diagnosis, we might do testing to look for Mycoplasma fermentans, which I don't see as much of, although certainly that is one of the potential causes of chronic fatigue syndrome. And then, you know, this new entity, this XMRV, is something that we will occasionally test for. But usually, typically what we find is that if a patient doesn't have Lyme and they do have chronic fatigue, often it could be from, like I say, Epstein-Barr viremia, or it could be from HHV6. And then also we also do a urine toxic metal profile where we give a provocative chelating agent and we look for heavy metal intoxication. We see quite a lot of that. Mercury is chief among them, and then certainly lead, and secondary metals also, and occasionally we actually find uranium, which is quite interesting. But these are the kind of tests that we do. We also do, apart from the serum testing, you know, the blood labs and the urine type analyses, we also use electrodermal testing or electroacupuncture by Volt, which is more of kind of an integrative alternative methodology for testing for certain conditions, and it uses frequency as a basis for diagnosing these things. And it's actually a very helpful tool. It's kind of a way to quantify a patient's, maybe their infections. You can look for molds, metals, any number of things. And then certainly as you're treating, we like to do a baseline EAV analysis. And then as we treat, usually every week or every couple weeks at the clinic, we repeat the EAV. And typically what we see is that the infections, whatever they might have, usually are improving. And it's measured by volts. And so it may be like a galvanometer.
As far as the heavy metals are concerned, the lead, the mercury, and the other metals, how often do you find people who have metal toxicity?
I'm sorry, did you say how often?
Yes, uh-huh.
I would say, Dr. Monteith, that it's quite common. And I would say that the primary offending, consequences or causes of this would be silver mercury amalgams for most patients. Now, the other thing is most of us do have lead, which likes to take up residence in the bones, simply as a consequence of living in a modern industrialized world where we have industrial coal-burning power plants and so forth, and even industrial plants in China producing kind of industrial-type waste, which we could find lead and mercury in the atmosphere. But I would say for a lot of patients who have had amalgams, mercury is one that I find quite a lot. And so really it's one of the things that we do make an effort to test for in chronic fatigue because we find it quite a lot.
Now, basically then, if you get rid of the mercury, do the patients then begin feeling better?
Oh, absolutely. I've had many patients who've presented to us with Lyme disease that they've been under treatment for maybe a year or more and simply weren't getting better. And then
you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards. So ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA Sarah, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold than silver.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you know, I can remember 30 years ago when I, although I was an orthopedic surgeon, I was always curious about many of the other claims that were made about other alternative treatments, so I went all over the world learning to do acupuncture, and I got to be a pretty good acupuncturist. I got so good at it, I had to eventually just intentionally give it up because I really enjoyed being a surgeon far more. But one of the things they always talked about was mercury fillings. 30 years ago, the idea that people were being poisoned by their mercury fillings was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard. And yet I heard testimony after testimony from both patients and physicians about the fact that people were being poisoned by their mercury fillings long after they've been placed because they're constantly venting mercury. Well, in more recent years, I've found that's absolutely true. Today, probably half the dentists in the United States have stopped putting in mercury fillings because they know how toxic they are. But, of course, the American Dental Association has been able to block any general effort to tell the public that literally millions of people are walking around not with silver fillings in their mouth, but with mercury fillings that are venting and mercury and poisoning them. And so what do you recommend that people do if they have mercury fillings, Dr. Corn?
Well, I think, Dr. Monteith, if they're symptomatic, then certainly if you do heavy metals testing on those patients and they do have toxic levels of mercury. Incidentally, the World Health Organization says we shouldn't have any mercury in our bodies whatsoever.
Right.
But if they do have toxic levels, then I think before we do chelation, typically we try to refer them to some holistic or integrative dentists that are in our network to actually have those amalgams extracted. And before we do chelation, I mean, certainly we can chelate them, but if they have the amalgams and they don't have them removed, then they're going to continue to release mercury vapor, and they're still going to, be more or less toxic as a result of that. So we encourage patients to get them removed, and often I would say, I guess if you have two or more silver mercury amalgams or fillings, you probably want to get those removed, particularly if you feel like you're having symptoms of fatigue. And I'm not attributing all fatigue solely to metals. I think for many patients it's multifactorial. So that's why we look for toxins, we look for infections, any number of things. But those are the things that we typically look for, and we often find them because we're doing testing that unfortunately most physicians don't do or maybe haven't been trained to do or maybe are dismissive about these kinds of tests. So,
and I would simply point out, if you have mercury fillings and you're going to get them out, do not go to a regular dentist, because I've seen people who got mercury toxicity from getting their dental fillings out. Go to someone who really knows what they're doing, and there's an organization that we have recommended many times in the past, the International Organization for, International Association of, correct me if you probably know the organization. I'm speaking more oral toxicity and something of the sort. IAOTM, I think, is the name of it, but people can call and or check with Invita and get the name. But go to a dentist who's been specifically trained in taking out those fillings. As Dr. Coyne says, they send their patients to people that they know are trained on how to do this. And this is a very common thing. Now, what does the toxicity actually do? Does the toxicity affect the immune system? Does the toxicity affect the mind? How does the toxicity from the metals affect the patients?
Well, mercury is a neurotoxin. And I think, actually, you could even go on YouTube and you could view videos of the actions of mercury on nerves. And as I understand it, it is a demyelinating agent. It eats away at the myelin insulating sheath around the nerves. And so it's very neurotoxic. The other thing is lead and mercury both can poison our enzyme systems, and it can affect metabolism. It can certainly if it takes up residence in the bone, it can, like lead, for example, can affect our immune function. So it could have wide-ranging effects on our health, our memory, recall. And as I say, you know, particularly like with mercury, it can resemble chronic fatigue syndrome in someone who might have. So you need to look at that, certainly when you look at Lyme and maybe some of these other viruses like human herpes virus 6, Epstein-Barr, XMRV, Mycoplasma fermentans, which is a bacterium. So these are the kinds of things that you need to look for. But, yes, it definitely has wide-ranging effects and toxicity.
Now, what about fluoride? Does fluoride have any toxicity on the individual?
Well, I think it absolutely does. You know, fluoride, I think, also is a neurotoxin, and it kind of has a pacifying effect, and maybe that's why they're fluoridating the water, apart from the fact that it really doesn't do much for dental caries. But it's something that I would just tell patients who do have issues with chronic fatigue. You know, they certainly want to clean up their diet, and if they have, I would recommend that they invest in some kind of water purification system for home that actually removes the fluoride. And there are a number of systems out there, but I think that's important apart from removing any, heavy metals from the water and any, like, organohalides, which are carcinogens. So I think water quality is very important, and it's probably very poor in most states in the United States. And so that's certainly something to consider. And you know, there are alternatives to fluoride toothpaste that you can use. But typically fluoride is not one of the things that we test for per se, but I think it's something that patients can proactively eliminate from their lifestyle and their diet.
Unfortunately, so many communities are fluoridating their water. Fluoride is a toxin, affects your mind, your fertility, every tissue in your body. 42% of the children in the country have dental fluorosis, and of course it's a sign of systemic fluoride poisoning. And little wonder we have so much illness in our among our people in America. Now, basically, as you find that the you get rid of the metals and other toxins as much as you can, how could you actually treat the symptoms of the people with this type of disease, with a chronic fatigue complex that involves the fibromyalgia, the Gulf War syndrome, Lyme disease? They all sort of fit into this. How do you actually go about treating it? Certainly you give them a better diet, which is very important. What else can you do?
Do you mean, Dr. Stan, treating in the clinic or just on an individual basis at home?
Well, however you
Well, at the clinic, certainly if someone presents with heavy metal intoxication, and again, what we do is we look at these things as multifactorial. So we always look for toxins and we look for infection. And so if somebody presents with chronic fatigue, which I say, you know, could be multifactorial complex of things, we usually do heavy metals testing. I'll usually do an Igenics Western blot for Lyme. I'll do a chronic viral panel. Like I said, we'll do an HNK1 panel, which is a CD57. That's a LabCorp lab. And then there's some other labs that we do too. Maybe a chronic or a comprehensive diagnostic stool analysis, particularly if they have a lot of GI symptoms. There are other testing that we do as well. Also, like I said, we do the EAV testing, which can be very helpful. And so, depending on what they have, that's kind of how we structure the treatment protocol. But certainly for Lyme, it's typically an 8-week protocol at Invita, wherein we're doing any number of IVs over, you know, typically we're open Monday through Friday. However, right now we're just treating Tuesdays through Fridays, sometimes on Saturdays for our cancer patients and for our Lyme patients, depending on the type of treatment that they're receiving. But it would typically be an 8-week protocol where we are using IV antibiotics. We also do use IV EDTA chelation because, as we understand it, there is a biofilm community with respect to Lyme. It's not unique to Lyme. Other bacteria have a biofilm community, such as Pseudomonas. And I think this is one of the reasons that makes it difficult for conventional antibiotics to maybe penetrate or get at the actual bacterium to affect the cell wall synthesis. And so when you use a chelating agent like EDTA, you can break up the biofilm, and it may have a killing action on the bacteria as well. And so typically we give IV EDTA before we give IV antibiotics. And then we use biooxidative therapies. It could include ozone, hydrogen peroxide. And, of course, these therapies have been around for decades, and they were kind of pioneered in Germany, I think, back in the 1930s. And so biooxidative medicine is very important for cancer and for infections because, you know, certainly cancer does not like oxygen and doesn't have the enzyme systems to deal with what are reactive oxygen species when you're treating these things. And the same is true for most of the bacteria that, or infections, I should say, that plague us. They don't have the enzyme systems to deal with these oxidative therapies. Our healthy cells do, however, and so that's why you can take advantage of that. So, and then certainly for metals, we would use, depending on whether or not they had mercury or lead, if they had mercury, then the preponderance of therapy would be IV DMPS, which is a preferred agent for chelating mercury. If they had EDTA, I'm sorry, if they had lead, and maybe cadmium and some others, we would use EDTA, and often it's a combination of both because usually a lot of our patients have any number of metals. And so for chronic fatigue, which seems to kind of get lumped in with Lyme, usually if we're just looking at viruses, they respond very well to the biooxidative therapies, particularly IV hydrogen peroxide, ozone, and then also we do high-dose IV vitamin C, which is also very effective for boosting immune system function, increases antibody production, white blood cell activity, interferon production, any number of things. And, of course, we use that for cancer as well. But and then sometimes we do IV colloidal. You can think of it as colloidal silver. It's really more of a nanoparticle silver, which is a very good antibiotic. And so these therapies have been very successful for us in terms of treating chronic fatigue, Lyme, and these kinds of things.
And so you do actually use this nano silver approach. Are you concerned about any long-term effects from the silver as far as toxicity is concerned?
Well, silver, of course, is not a heavy metal. It's a precious metal, as most people know and understand, but it's really not metabolized by the body. It more or less just passes through. It's excreted unchanged. It's unique among antibiotics per se because it's antiviral, it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's antiparasitic. It also has an anti-inflammatory effect, and for some reason it doesn't seem to adversely affect the good bacteria in our digestive tract. And so it's very safe. People that have had trouble with silver are often people that make their own colloidal silver at home. And often what can happen if they don't do it properly, if they're not using maybe distilled water, they can produce a lot of silver chloride. And it's the silver chloride that can deposit in the dermis of the skin and give rise to argyria, which is a blue-gray discoloration. And certainly I've seen that in patients in the past. Not our patients or patients that use the nanoparticle silver. The particle size is very small, and you just don't see that with the nanoparticle silver, which is kind of like a high-tech silver. And so I'm not too worried about the nanoparticle silver. In fact, one of the silvers that we use, the 10 parts per million, which is a lower dose, typically we use 30 parts per million or more. You could take a tablespoon twice a day for 70 years and not have any toxicity at all with it. So it's mostly excreted unchanged. I think people get into trouble maybe if they're making their own at home and they're not doing it properly. But I think otherwise it's very safe.
Do you ever give this intravenously? Or is it always taken orally?
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan, you kind of faded out on me there.
Do you take the nanoparticle silver intravenously, or do you take it orally?
We do both. We have, it's included in our intravenous protocols, and we also have patients take it orally. It actually works wonderfully for patients who have chronic sinusitis, for example, because often patients may have had this sinusitis for years, and what they don't realize is that it's usually fungal and not bacterial. And when you go to a physician, often they're going to give you antibiotic after antibiotic, and it just doesn't resolve. But if you use nanoparticle silver and you use like a nasal atomizer or insufflator and you spray it in each nostril, usually I tell patients twice, a couple sprays in each nostril, maybe four times a day. Typically in patients that have had chronic sinusitis forever, the sinusitis resolves after just a matter of...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Brent Korn.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch. No glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Brent Korn from the Invita Medical Clinic in Arizona. Would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with Invita if they'd like more information about your treatment of these diseases, which are so poorly understood by most physicians. I personally believe that this is part of a coordinated program, and we even have a wonderful book. It's called Osler's Web. Now, there's secondhand copies, admittedly, but we want people to be able to get the books out of print. Called Osler's Web, The Story of the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and the Organized Effort by the Centers for Disease Control to Prevent Its Treatment. And you have to say, why would anybody want to prevent treatment? Well, you have to read the book. But anyway, how can people get in touch with their clinic, Dr. Korn?
Well, Dr. Monteith, if they, certainly they can call our 800 number, which is 866-830-4576. Or alternatively, they can go to our website.
Whenever you give a telephone number on my program, you have to give it twice.
Sure.
People never get it the first time.
830-4576.
One more time.
866-830-4576.
Okay.
And I would say, alternatively, they can go to our website, which, of course, is www.envita.com.
All right, and it's a very nicely laid out website and very professionally done, and talks about, you know, this integrative technique using traditional techniques and alternative treatments, not only from the United States but throughout the world. Not only for the Lyme disease, they treat cancer and other diseases, autoimmune diseases, what sort of success rate do you get with these chronic diseases?
Well, I would say, again, a lot of the patients that come to us who have chronic fatigue, many of them, the vast majority, are patients who actually have Lyme. And so in the past, it's been an evolution for us. Certainly when we started treating Lyme years ago, we tried any number of intravenous antibiotics, and classically patients would get better, and then you would see a relapse at some point. And so you would go back on the IV antibiotics, they would get better, and then they would relapse. And a lot of this has to do with the life cycle or the morphology of the Lyme bacterium, which is also poorly understood. But as we have, protocol has progressed and evolved, we started adding things to address biofilm, for example, the EDTA chelation and the biooxidative therapies, so on and so forth. And so I would say with our protocol that we have now, probably, I would say at least 9 out of 10 patients are recovering from Lyme. And I feel that you can eradicate the bacterium, but a lot of it also requires home care after the fact, things that patients can do at home as part of the protocol. So I'd say we're having very good success with that. Certainly with the metals, I think that the metals respond very nicely to intravenous chelation therapy. The only downside with that is that often it can require multiple treatments, anywhere from 10 to 20 or more intravenous treatments, depending on a patient's toxic burden. So I think that responds very nicely. And then certainly cancer is a different entity altogether. Typically, we have an 8-week protocol, but it can be longer depending on how they're responding to our treatments.
Well, now, basically, of course, what about when the patients come from other parts of the country? Because I know you get patients from all over the United States. How does that work? And, is there they can't stay there for 6 months, you know, while they're getting treatments.
That's true. Well, like I say, we try. That's why most of our therapies are very intensive, intravenous therapies. And so we have patient care coordinators whom patients can discuss the logistics of staying in Scottsdale, Arizona, where our clinic is, and make arrangements for that. And so we typically plan for an 8-week protocol, either for cancer or for Lyme disease. Obviously, for some cancer patients, it's necessary to stay longer, particularly if they're responding to the therapies. But we try to, you know, keep an 8-week protocol for Lyme, and so patients make arrangements to stay locally, and we have relationships with local area hotels and so forth that I think provide us with special rates. I'm not too involved in that side of things, but certainly our patient care coordinators could help patients with the logistics as far as staying in Scottsdale, Arizona while they're receiving treatment.
Now, if you're on the listening audience, you have a question, you can certainly call us at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have any questions for Dr. Brent Korn, who is one of the physicians there at the Invita Medical, Invita Medical Center, and of course there are several of them. They have another clinic outside the country as well, where they could use treatments which are, well, not allowed in the United States. And this is a tragedy, but those of you who have seen the DVD we carry called Cancer Forbidden Treatment. Cancer Forbidden Treatment. We'll understand other treatments, effective treatments, curative treatments, which are actively banned in the United States. And you have to ask, why would anybody in their right mind ban a treatment for a terrible disease like cancer? And the difficulty is we're dealing with people who are not in the right mind, people who have a different worldview. And when you begin to understand that, you realize you've got to start being responsible for your own care. So if you have a question for Dr. Korn, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Let's talk a little bit about cancer, because, of course, what a plague this is. Be at the beginning of the last century, one person in 17 had cancer, and then, of course, it progressively increased. And then, of course, when we declared war on cancer, oh, the government's going to help you. Why, then, of course, the incidence of cancer really exploded, just like the incidence of drug use exploded when we declared war on drugs, or the incidence of poverty increased and when we had declared a war on poverty. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Do you have a question
from,
for our guest?
From Arvada, Colorado.
Right.
Hey. Hi, thank you. Good morning. I was listening. I was wanting to ask a simple question on colitis. If colitis is an issue that is potentially bacterial, or is that a treatable condition?
Well, colitis, you're right. It could be an autoimmune phenomenon, such as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, or it could be, sometimes you'll see diagnostically when they do a colonoscopy, it could be collagenous colitis or microscopic colitis, which are kind of wastebasket terms. But yes, it could be infectious. And so we certainly have treated patients with colitis, and it depends. We certainly look for infection. We look for things like Lyme disease, which likes very much the gastrointestinal tract, because it's the lymphatic system and the immune system is quite extensive in the GI tract. So we do have therapies that we use for this. I can't guarantee that patients, certainly if it's truly an autoimmune phenomenon where they're using immunosuppressive therapies, that can be difficult to treat beyond.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Architect Studio in Fort Collins reminds listeners that blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe, painless, and only takes a short time. Be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of the Architect Studio in Fort Collins. Stop by or call them at 482-8125 for more information. They're on the air because they care.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Brent Korn of the Invita Medical Center. And our question is to colitis. There are many causes. Colitis simply means an inflammation of the intestine, and they have to determine what the exact cause is. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Yes, this is Steve from Colorado. I was just wondering if he has any suggestions or has ever run across situation where my 13-year-old son about 2 months ago got diagnosed with diabetes type 1, and if he believes that there's any way to possibly cure, help with the insulin intake on that. I just wondered if he had any ideas on that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right, fine. Type 1 diabetes diagnosed at age 13. That's rather late, but it's obviously... type 1 means it's the inherent type of diabetes that children get, because the incidence has skyrocketed since we started giving the vaccines, because this is an autoimmune disease, and the purpose of vaccines is to increase immunity, but of course it does it artificially, and in my opinion and experience, almost all of the children with type 1 diabetes have been vaccinated, but be that as it may, Dr. Korn, what can you do for type 1 diabetes?
Well, as you stated, Dr. Stan, it is an autoimmune phenomenon, and it's an immune-mediated destruction of the beta cells of the pancreas that produce the insulin. This is a difficult situation. Conventional therapies really can't offer much other than to replace the insulin. However, I would say that the best hope for this would be stem cell therapy, which we do provide at our clinic in Rocky Point, Mexico. But again, we don't use embryonic stem cells for bioethical reasons. Typically, we use cord blood, and we also can use adult mesenchymal stem cells. And so for a type 1 diabetic situation, that would probably be the best hope, would be some kind of stem cell therapy.
And is it effective at all? That's the question. Or what are the chances that it will be effective?
Unfortunately, we haven't had enough patients with type 1 diabetes to pursue this type of therapy. I know that the stem cell therapy is showing promise in any number of diseases, certainly not our own research, but just research that is readily available for any number of conditions, including things as common as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. But again, this would just be, we'd have to look at this as kind of an experimental therapy, unfortunately, where I couldn't certainly make guarantees, but we're very hopeful, and the therapy is very promising. So.
All right, I think that's really all you can say at this stage. I think that down the line, the stem cells, but now are they actually altered then? Because, of course, the stem cells can do almost anything. Are they altered so that they will affect the beta cells there in the pancreas? How do you change them?
Well, I think with stem cells, it has to do with the location. These are pluripotent stem cells, meaning that they can give rise or differentiate into any subtype of cell. And so
right. In
this particular instance, probably what would have to happen is the stem cells would have to be delivered to the pancreas via maybe catheterization, via maybe pancreatic artery. So, for example, if someone had liver disease or cirrhosis, via catheterization, you'd want to deliver the stem cells to the liver via the hepatic artery. And if someone had a heart attack or heart disease, you'd want to deliver the stem cells to the coronary arteries via heart catheterization. So it has to be a local delivery. And then I think what happens is the stem cells take up residence in those areas where they find damage, and then they give rise, or they differentiate into those that particular cell type.
And this is certainly some of the most exciting type of therapy that has ever, in my estimation, other than perhaps the joint replacements, the things that I witnessed while I was in orthopedic surgery, as far as medical condition, stem cell surgery, especially using adult stem cells or perhaps the embryonic stem cells, but I think the adult stem cell differentiation and insertion is amazing. And I do actually do that in your clinic in Mexico.
Yes, we do the stem cells, and then for cancer, we actually do natural killer cell therapy, which we have been doing probably for 5 or 6 years, which we initially had an FDA investigational trial. We were doing it at our clinic in Scottsdale, but the costs of basically jumping through the FDA hoops was quite profound. And so it was easy just to move it to Rocky Point, where we could produce the cells at lower cost to our patients and to ourselves. And so so we offer both therapies, the natural killer cell therapy, again, for cancer, and then stem cells for any number of conditions.
All right, fine. One more time, get your telephone number out there for our listeners.
The phone number for Invita is 866-830-4576. Once again, that's 866-830-4576.
What are your results with incurable cancer? I'm sure most of the patients you get will, you know, bend to all the other doctors and clinics, and many of them, I'm sure, have been sent home to die. With incurable cancer, or at least said to be incurable, what are your results? And what are your results, say, if you get the cancers early?
I think the problem, Dr. Stan, as you might expect, is that unfortunately we get a lot of late-stage cancer patients because they've already kind of run the gamut of conventional therapy. They've already done conventional chemotherapy and radiotherapy. And the problem with these types of therapies is that they're very destructive to the immune system. And so for many of these patients, their immune system has been severely compromised, if not, you know, destroyed. And so it's very difficult to resurrect some of these patients when they come to us late stage. Really, I would characterize many of them as hospice patients, unfortunately. For these patients, we can definitely improve the quality of life and extend their life expectancy. And certainly we've had stage 4 patients that we have induced remission in. However, if patients would just come to us sooner, early on in the diagnostic phase, we've had great success with inducing remission, particularly when we use the natural killer cell therapy in conjunction with therapies like genetically targeted fractionated chemotherapy or insulin potentiation therapy, among our, you know, vitamin C, ozone, those types of things. And so that's the greatest problem, I think, is that patients look to integrative medicine last rather than first, because they're kind of, you know, they get on that conveyor belt, that machine for the oncology industry, where they're compelled to do chemo radiation because they, you know, it's what their oncologists and radiation oncologists have to offer, and they're made to feel that if they don't do it, that they're going to die imminently. And so,
hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Dr. Korn. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. Talk to you later.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Brent Korn, listens to our programs, and that's how the Invita Medical Clinic actually contacted me, and he's been apparently listening for some time. So there are treatments. The problem is if you have cancer, you have to use your own immune system. That is how you cure cancer. And you do that early. Chemotherapy, radiation, actually suppresses the immune system. And this is why, Chris, we have one of the reasons why so many people die of cancer today. This was never a major cause of death in past years. Is there a plan to promote cancer? Absolutely. You need to get the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. You need to get the four-tape or four-CD set, we have called the New Order of the Barbarians. Their recordings, many of them made by Dr. Dunnigan many years ago. He was a personal friend of Dr. Cuddy's, as a friend of mine. And, of course, he talks about attending a lecture where one of his instructors told him there are too many people in the world. They have to die of something. They might just as well die of cancer. You can get either the four CD set or you can get the transcript. You must understand there really are people out there who are promoting cancer. We have a four tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? Four tape set on Laetril. Four tape set on cancer treatments. We carry the book A World Without Cancer by our good friend Ed Griffin. The tragedy is so many people are dying unnecessarily as part of the population control agenda. There are people who believe there are too many people in the world. We're simply using up their natural resources. It's what Agenda 21 is all about. They want us to stop using electricity and stop using our cars. That's why they're working to raise the cost of electricity and raise the cost of gasoline. And, of course, they don't want us using water, and that's why they're destroying the dams. And they're going to raise the cost of water. They're going to do everything they can to get rid of a large part of the population. If you don't believe it, you know, you need to look at the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. You'll find them in our sustainable development syllabus. And there they stipulate, you know, maintain the population at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Maintain humanity at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. They really want to kill off the majority of the world's population. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction, or none dare. Call it genocide. And of course, if you do get order either one, you get our treatise on the population control agenda. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And people say, that couldn't be true. I mean, nobody would be that crass and indifferent. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, The truth of the matter is there really are people who hate humanity. How do you explain Adolf Hitler? How do you explain the fact that all during the Second World War, 100 major American corporations were in Germany building the weapons that Adolf Hitler used to kill the American boys in Normandy? Battle of the Bulge, the book called that, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. A security clearance three levels above. Top secret, America's Nazi Secret. Pray for America. Pray for Israel. Back tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Tech